You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Destination Freedom Black Radio Days.
This is Donnie Betts, producer, director, and creator of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days and the Eclectic Podcast. Let's do our year in review. This year was very special. We started with interviews with the creative team of Theater of the Mind, including the director and creator, David Byrne. We talked to the director himself, Scold, as we call him. We talked to the legendary Marla Gibbs and two-time Pulitzer Prize winner playwright, Lynn Nottage. In addition, we had audio dramas, Cages, I Am by Kenya Fashaw. We ended the year with a lot of interviews with Broadway entertainers then and now. So please take a listen to our year in review on Destination Freedom Black Radio Days and The Eclectic, produced and directed by Donnie Betts and remixed by the one and only Reese. Take it away, Reese.
Thanks, Donnie. It was a great year with so many special guests. Let's listen to some highlights from a few interviews. We'll start with the great David Byrne from The Talking Heads. He talks to us about his new immersive creation called Theater of the Mind, which ran at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts from August 2022 to January of 2023.
So I want to ask you now, you've known for your love of science. And it appears that today in the world we live in, and much of society, seem to question or deny science. Yet you've created this piece of immersive theater based on science. Why?
I started reading these books and hearing about these perceptual experiments and different things. And a lot of them were telling us that what we see in the world, how we see things, hear things, smell things, is not exactly what's out there. We sort of construct reality in our heads. And then I'm hearing that, no, science says not exactly. We don't have the smell of the dogs do. We don't have the hearing that bats do. Or our reality is the reality that kind of works for us. But it's not the whole reality. So I thought, that's an interesting concept. Now I want to figure out, how can we put this into a show? How can we experience these different kinds of phenomena that scientists have come upon and that tell us a little bit about who we are? Events that happened with your parents or your friends or coworkers, and maybe they were not exactly the way they actually happened. Maybe they're different than what actually happened, and that you're stuck in some kind of memory, and you're saying, no, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. And then you find out, maybe it's not the way it was. Maybe there's another way of looking at that. And that liberates you. That liberates you from this trap that you're in.
Next up, we have Marla Gibbs, famous for her role as Florence Johnston on The Jeffersons.
How did this all start for you, for as entertainment is concerned?
We started with workshops, a workshop called PASLA, Performing Arts Society of Los Angeles, and a young lady named Talanisha, who was in the TV show Room 222, that people keep confusing 227 with. And she was in it, so we wanted to be in it. So we went down. It was on Vermont, and it was a little storefront theater, painted black inside. Everything was black. The stage was black. The walls were black, and it was just exciting to us. So we had a teacher who was we were in the beginning class, so we had a teacher, and that's where we started, and we were so excited that one night after class, we just got up on that stage and stood there and said, "We're up here." And we paid $3 for our clipboard, and that's all we paid, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
And now, here's Pulitzer Prize winner and playwright, Lynn Nottage, talking about her latest creation, Clydes.
You talk about this character, Clyde, mm-hmm. as being sort of a wicked character. Explain that. She's a very complex and funny and woman, but explain that complexity of Clyde.
Sure. Clyde, which is a play that premiered on Broadway, I guess a year and a half ago. And the character of Clyde, who is the owner of a roadside sandwich shop in just outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, and she employs people who are formerly incarcerated, and she really runs the shop with an iron hand. And when I was writing the play, I was really interested in what happens to people who are caught in that liminal space, you know, particularly people who are formerly incarcerated, who are coming back into the world and find themselves facing all these insurmountable obstacles. And so I think that Clyde, for me, was really a metaphor for what, you know, what we face down when we're trying to resurrect our lives, what we face down when we're trying to fully actualize ourselves.
And here are a couple of excerpts from the drama series episodes that aired this year. First up is Cages, written by Kenya Faschow.
Seen as an old man, he's filthy with suspenders and overalls. He was announcing a new featured freak attraction at the carnival.
It's your lucky day. For one whole life, Chip, you will be able to see the freakiest of all freaks, a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon that's been tucked away for years.
Billy Bob holds out his wrist where his life chips are implanted to receive his money. Ebony holds her wrist to his in excitement. The wrists both beat once payment is received.
Now, prepare yourself to see the most bizarre, the most odd, the most beastly-looking creature you'll ever see in your entire life. Take a closer look. That's what she's here for.
I've never seen anything like this. Her hair, her skin, it's dark like mocha beans. Her eyes look so deep. I can tell she has much to say.
And then we have a little taste of I Am, also written by Kenya Faschow.
Where's my boyfriend Jabari?
Jabari is not here, but he does play a big part in us seeing our truth. If you are not willing to heal with what is holding us back, then I Am will have to force us. It's a matter of life and death.
What are you doing to me? Let me go. What is this? Stop. Where are we?
We have traveled back to the root of our pain, Mimi.
This is the house I grew up in. What are we doing here? Mom?
Yeah, it was a great year, and we hope you'll keep listening. Back to you, Donnie.
Reese, thank you. Be sure to keep tuning in and share with your friends. Thanks to our sponsors, the Urban Spectrum, the Ulipian Fund of the Denver Foundation, Bonfils Stanford Foundation, and No Credits Production, LLC. Please subscribe to our podcast at Broadway Podcast Network, Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook at No Credits Production, LLC, Instagram, or Twitter, now known as X, at Donnie Betts, or The Eclectic, the podcast.
I am Donnie Betts. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Destination Freedom Black Radio Days.
Elevate your summer with Osea's best-selling body care set. It's everything you need for radiant summer skin on the go. Featuring travel sizes of Osea's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral skincare, like their best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Right now, you can get the bestseller's body care set, a $78 value, 33% off. And use code SUMMER to save an additional 10%. That's an additional 10% off at OCEAMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.